Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. All previous episodes and seasons are at anchor.fm/Rebbe T. Most of them will be going moving forward, probably on sheer enjoyment. Bli Neder, Bli Ein Har. We are finishing up Chapter 5. And we are going to finish up with a couple of weeks to come, and then God willing, we'll take our summer hiatus and come back, God willing, with the start of the school year with a new commentary, Bli Neder. We are on 521 Hey Chaf Aleph, talking about different years and what's supposed to happen, the order of life throughout the span, starting with 5. Hu Haya Omer, he would say, Ben Chamesh Shanim LaMikra, 5 years old should study scripture, should study Chumash, Ben Eser LaMishnah, 10-year-old should study Mishnah, Ben Shlosh Esrei LaMitzvos, a 13-year-old to observe the mitzvos, Ben Chamesh Esrei LaTalmud, 15-year-old should study Talmud, Ben Shmona Esrei LaChuppah, an 18-year-old should go to the wedding canopy, Ben Esrim Lerdof, a 20-year-old to chase, which really means a livelihood. Ben Shloshim Lekoach, a 30-year-old for power. Ben Arbaim Labina, a 40-year-old for understanding. Ben Chamishim Leitza, a 50-year-old for counsel, like they saw with the Levim in the wilderness. Ben Shishim Lezikna, a 60-year-old for old age. Ben Shivim Laseva, 7-year-old for ripe old age. Ben Seva Tova means a good life, like David HaMelech. Ben Shmonim Lagvura, an 80-year-old for strength. Ben Tishim Lasuach, a 90-year-old to be stooped over. Ben Mea Ke'ilu Mesv Avar Abatim and Olm, 100-year-old is as if he had died and passed away and ceased from the world. Although we should all be Zocha to live a Meva Esrim Shana, a wonderful, beautiful, happy, healthy life. So let's look if we could learn a little bit more about the different ages here with the time we have together. So the purpose of the following mission is to provide parents with an educational program that meets the needs of children as they advance from one level to level. Mishnah also incidentally describes the changes in one's physical and intellectual development that occur with age. See the Meiri. This could be referring to Yehuda ben Tema, who was he used to say, the author of the previous Mishnah. Others say that the Torah in Orach Chaim says it's Shmuel HaKatan. And 5-year-old to scripture. One should be introduced to the study of scripture, the written Torah, in the 5th year of his life. That is after his 4th birthday, pointed out by Magen Avos, but not before. It's because the Torah study, which tends to weaken even an older person, see Sanhedrin, would be detrimental to the fragile constitution of a very young child. That's pointed out from Rashi. And they learn this idea from the idea of Orla, that you're not allowed to touch the fruit for 3 years, and then the 4th year the fruit shall be sanctified, and the 5th year may eat its fruits. So basically, that's what's going on. The first 3 years of the life, he shouldn't receive any formal instruction. In the 4th year, he should have the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And in the 5th year, he should really start to be introduced to the written Torah. Interesting how we see that here. So the 10-year-old is the Mishnah. At the age of 10, that is after his 9th birthday, in the 10th year of life, child should begin studying Mishnah. After 5 years of studying scripture, child should be proficient in the written Torah and ready to embark on the study of the oral Torah, pointed out by Rabbi Menachem Mendel Shmuel. The Mishnah, which is the basic text of the Oral Torah, has the laws of the Oral Torah without elucidation, as opposed to Talmud, which elucidates and elaborates on the Mishnah. Unlike Talmud study, which calls for rigorous, mind-straining analysis of the Mishnaic text, study of Mishnah is straightforward and relatively simple and will not tax the mental capacities of a 10-year-old. And it doesn't mean that they should stop studying Scripture at 10, but Mishnah should be the primary focus. But he should continue doing Scripture. And also after the age of 15, when they start Talmud study, he should still continue to study and review Mishnah as secondary in the study subject. Probably also, scripture also should continue as well. A 13-year-old for mitzvahs, at the age of 13, a male child becomes a bar mitzvah. He becomes obligated in all the commandments of the Torah. Females become obligated at the age of 12. Let's move over to the 15-year-old to study Talmud. The 15-year-old should begin to study the Talmud. By this age, his intellectual capacity has grown sufficiently to undertake the arduous task of Talmud study, which consists of analyzing the Mishnaic text to determine the underlying logic of and the reasons for the laws it contains. And even though Mishnah is more difficult discipline than Scripture, Talmud even more so, our Mishnah's educational program allots the same amount of time, 5 years, for the study of each of the subjects. It's because the child's mental capacity increases with age, so it's in the same amount of time it takes a young child to do Scripture, an older child can become Mishnah, and an even older child can attain the Talmud fluency. Pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. 18-year-old to get married. Once you get married at 18, at the beginning of the 18th year, see Tosfos Rabbi Akiva, were one to marry earlier, the burden of supporting a wife and children would impede his growth in Torah, see Kedushin. On the other hand, waiting until one completes his 5-year course of Talmud study at 20 can result in great spiritual harm because the teen years are when one's physical passions awaken, and if he lacks a permissible outfit for them, that might cause him to sin. At the very least, he will almost certainly entertain not great thoughts, see Kedushin. So 18 strikes the proper balance between these concerns, and it's a good way to bridge the two, so he doesn't have to fight the passions while also having the ability to have a permissible outlet and the permissible relationship. And this way he's also fine-tuned enough to be somewhat in the right mindset and somewhat mature in the right way in order to be able to handle the marriage relationship as well. 20-year-old to chase. At 20 years of age, 5 years after beginning the study of Talmud and 2 years after his marriage, one should begin to pursue chase and chase in livelihood. Having completed his courses of studying the written and oral Torah, and as his family begins to grow, the time has come to devote a portion of his day to earning a living. Rav, first explanation, Machzor Vitri, and Tiferes Yisrael. Let's move over to a 30-year-old. At age of 31, physical strength is at its peak. It's evident, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael, it's evident from the fact that the Levim began serving in the tabernacle at the age of 30, and they had to carry heavy vessels from place to place and disassemble the heavy beams, and these tasks required great strength, for which reason Levim less than 30 age were not able to participate, pointed out by Rav Rashi and Machzor Vitri. 40-year-old for understanding. Bina, understanding refers to intellectual ability to understand the ramifications of an idea and extrapolate one fact from another, arriving at new insights. This ability is critical to ruling in questions of halacha, which requires a scholar to apply the underlying principles of a law to the case at hand. One attains this degree of perception in full measure at the age of 40. And this comes from Moshe, when they were in the last year, 40 years of wilderness, told them after 40 years of the event that God expected them to fully understand what he required them when he gave them the Torah, and this was 40 years after. 50-year-old for counsel. A 50-year-old has the ability to advise others. At this age, one has both the wisdom and the life experience necessary to give sage counsel, from Rashi Meiri. This also comes from Levim in the tabernacle. Once a Levi reached the age of 50, he would cease doing manual labor in the tabernacle and instead would act as a guide and counsel for younger Levim, as we see from the verses when it talks about that in Numbers. And this is from Rav and Rashi. 60-year-old for old age. When one reaches the age of 60, he is considered to have lived to an old age. This is found from Eov. You will go to the grave in old age, just as a sheaf is brought in its season, the value of the Kelach is 60. This is pointed out by Rav, Rashi, Machzor Vitri, Mod Gatan, and Tosfos Yom Tov. And 70-year-old is ripe old age. When one reaches the level of 70 years old, he is considered to have lived to a ripe old age. This can be seen from the fact that King David lived for 70 years, and the verse describes him as having died in a ripe old age. This could also be the age when one exhibits full measure of the physical signs of old age, which appear earlier but comes by 70 when a hair mostly turns white at this time. And then let's move over to 80 for strength. When a person turns 80, he has reached the age scripture refers to as the age of strength, pointed out by Machzor Vitri, as the verse in Psalm says, the days of our years among them are 70 years, because David lived 70, and if with strength, 80 years, pointed out by Rav Rashi and Machzor Vitri. This is because it's called the age of strength, because God gives him the ability to continue to live with the strength. And he does so because it's not based on physical strength alone, because by this time his appetite has waned and he finds it difficult to eat or drink. So really, it's all from Hashem. Also, he might be called old, might be called strong, excuse me, because he is born with a strong constitution to have survived so far beyond the life expectancy of the average person. Let's move over to the 90-year-old. 90-year-old to be stooped over. Lesuach literally means to bend over. At the age of 90, one's posture becomes stooped from age as he walks bent over. And 100, one's physical and mental faculties generally fail him. Sight grows dim, vigor diminishes greatly, face becomes shriveled, and the mind becomes duller. So at this point, it's harder and harder to be able to be involved in many different things. So the Mishnah is talking about this person as detached from this world because he's detached from the physical world because of the deterioration of the physical faculties. Thus, even more than the 80-year-old whose weakened physical desires allow spirituality to become dominant, a 100-year-old has the potential to live a totally spiritual existence with little connection to the mundane world. We should all be zocha to live 120 years with all good things throughout all of our ages, with happiness, health, safety, and the like. Join us next time as we talk about delving into the Torah here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.